very much. Good morning, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining. Gisela, please be so kind to help me do a roll call.
With pleasure. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's call, we have Olga Cavalli, Rafik Damas, Claudia Diganji, Deborah Hughes. From staff, we have Rob Hogarth, Glenda Saint-Géry, myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and I only have apologies from Julie Headland. Please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olga.
Thank you very much, Gisela.
Sorry to interrupt. Yes. Tony Harris will be joining in about 20 minutes. We'll be dialing back to him.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me know. Thank you for joining. We have two things to do today. I would like to finish the document about task one and see if we agree in the final wording. And unfortunately, Julie is not here, but we can send a message to her that she can put a final version and see if we have minority reports. Claudio sent some very interesting changes that I liked, and also Chuck commented saying that he agreed in those changes. I would like to know if the rest of the group thinks that they are good changes and we accept them.
Olga, would you want me to maybe just run through what they were, or?
Yeah, I was trying to open the document, so if you're so kind.
Yeah, sure. I just added a second part to the title of the document. And I was actually thinking about it. I wasn't sure if we wanted to, if it was sufficient the way we have it now, which reads common operating principles and participation guidelines for JANASO stakeholder groups and constituencies. And I had just suggested the second part there for JANASO stakeholder groups and constituencies. We also have recommendations about the database. And
yes.
So I wasn't sure if we wanted to indicate that up front in the title, but there, you know, we also are including recommendations on a JANASO database, which is, I think, a little bit broader than just the constituencies and the stakeholder groups. I think it was intended to include participants who might not be in either of those. So that's why I was thinking maybe we want to perhaps reference the database separately in the title.
This is Olga. My only concern about doing a very long title, which I agree with you that it's more self-explanatory. It may be sometimes long titles are confusing, but I'm not saying that this is the case. This is my only concern that we may have if we also add, for example, the issue about databases and all that. So keeping a broader title, then you go through the index and through the document and you see all the content. That's my only comment about... I like your suggestion. I'm not sure if I would add the issue about databases, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was kind of struggling with this thing. It does seem like the title's already pretty long. Are we going to keep the part above what I just read off? Are we going to include that as well, where it says JANASO Operations Steering Committee, Constituency and Stakeholder Group Operating Work Team?
Tell me one thing. I'm trying to open. I have several documents. Which is, what's the name? No, this is tough. It's the one that says revised 7 May?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry for the confusion, but I have so many documents.
Yeah. Olga, this is Olga. Just Chuck.
Chuck, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm calling you from Moscow. I won't be able to stay.
Moscow. What time is it there now?
Oh, it's good time here. It's 5:10 in the afternoon.
Oh, nice.
All good, okay, Michael. Well. I've been on here, too, for about 5 minutes.
Michael, how are you? You're in Moscow,
good,
too?
How are you? No, I'm not in Moscow. I'm in the U.S. right now.
Chuck, you sound like calling from Moscow. You sound like very distant.
Yeah, well, I'm using a Bluetooth. So maybe I should just, I'll do the best I can here. I don't know what the connection's like. It sounds okay from my end.
It sounds good. You sound a little distant, but that's okay. Thank you for joining, and thank you for joining as you are doing other things there in the IGF of Russia. We were discussing some suggestions made by Claudio about adding more wording to the title. I said that I was just concerned about that it would be so long that maybe a little bit confusing. I prefer shorter general titles and then go into details through the index or through the document. But I'm just opening the document. Claudio, you were saying something about the title?
Yeah, just I wasn't sure if we were going to leave in the reference to the work team. It, you know, basically says we're the JANISO Operations Steering Committee work team. I presume, I guess, we probably will leave that in there, but I thought that's what was kind of making the title a little long.
So it says JANISO Operations Steering Committee, Constituency and Stakeholder Group Operating Work Team, Common Operating Principles and Participation Guidelines.
Yeah, we wouldn't need to leave the work team title in there.
Yeah.
As long as it's clear what the recommendations are for, that can be stated in the intro.
Yeah, I agree. One question for staff. Who would be taking some notes, or I should do that for letting Julie know how is the new version?
Olga, this is Rob. I'm taking written notes. I don't have. I'm not at a computer, but I'm taking written notes, and Julie and I will be collaborating after the call once she's done her other responsibilities for today.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Rob. If not, I can take notes, but I'm not doing that. So thank you very much. So just for finalizing this issue about the title, what would it look like, Claudia? What's your suggestion?
Well, I guess it would be done to delete the first part, which references the Operations Steering Committee. And I guess one option would be we would add in that, you know, there's recommendations regarding the database.
So it would be Common Operating Principles and Participation Guidelines. And there we add about, I don't have your edition there.
Yeah, it's for JANISO stakeholder groups and constituencies.
And we don't say. Do we want to add about the database also?
I mean, I think it might make sense because I think otherwise we might be presuming that someone's going to read through the document to see that there are recommendations about that.
Okay, I think you're right. What do others think?
Yeah, the point Claudio makes is important because not everybody will read the whole document. So any key information, when you have it early on, that's smart.
I agree. Any other comments? Great. Claudio, so please be so kind to rewrite the title and send it to Julie and Rob. So she can add it to the first part of the document.
Sure.
So tell me again what the title is going to be.
So right now we have Common Operating Principles and Participation Guidelines for JANISO Stakeholder Groups and Constituencies. And then I guess I would just put a space there and then or maybe an end, and then add in recommendations. Regarding a JANISO database.
How about just saying recommendations for common operating principles and participation guidelines for constituencies and stakeholder groups? Well, it's still long, isn't it? Whatever we do.
I wouldn't repeat two times recommendations. It says for JANISO stakeholder and constituencies and about JANISO database.
Okay. That makes sense. So we wouldn't have recommendations in there at all then, because it's not in there now.
Yeah, but that's really what it is, isn't it? It's some recommendations.
Yeah.
That's a key word.
So we want to have that in there, right?
Yes, I don't want to have it twice.
No, we don't need it twice. You're right. But it should. I mean, that's what we're submitting is our recommendations.
Yes. What about this? Recommendations for common operating principles and participation guidelines for GNSO stakeholder and constituencies and for GNSO databases.
I don't even know if we need the GNSO database. I know we have that in there, but really isn't that to support constituencies and stakeholder groups? I'm okay with it in there. I'm just trying to come up with a way to keep it a little bit shorter.
Yep.
I think it becomes a little long, but it's more explanatory.
Okay, that's fine. I'm good with that.
Should I say it again for the whole group?
Yeah.
Okay, it's recommendations. I'm writing it down. Four. Common recommendations for common operating principles and participation guidelines for GNSO and recommendations for common operating principles and participation guidelines. I'm lost.
Yeah, and
for
GNSO constituencies and stakeholder groups.
Constituencies and stakeholder groups, and for GNSO databases.
Yeah, and Julie can, and Rob or whoever can, you know, make it smoother if it needs to be, but we got the concept.
Yeah, please. I'm not a native speaker, so if I'm using a wrong word, please let me know. Okay, are we okay with the title? Great. So this other part that says for work team reconsideration and all that should go away if we make a final version for the OST. Claudio, you made other suggestions which are found interesting. Could you tell us what were them about?
Yeah, one was in the background section, I made an edit to the sentence that was referring to the stakeholder groups within the council structure, and I just edited that to make it within the GNSO structure. And then there was another sentence where we had the term limits for the GNSO counselors, and the edit was to just delete that sentence because it's already in the ICANN bylaws, and just to avoid confusion, basically with those provisions. And I think that was it. I think those were the three changes. I'd actually noticed that, and I think in a couple of places, it's just a minor point. We had previously gone back and changed the shalls to should. And I just noticed there was a couple of places where it was still saying shall. One, I think, is quoting the ICANN bylaws, so I think that one should stay in there. But I think the other two were just might have been changes that didn't get picked up. So I just wanted to note those as well. If you want, I could send that to Rob and Julie. But it, again, just a minor thing. I thought we'd.
Oh, they could just do a search and see where on all the shells and make sure the only ones remaining are the ones that are appropriate, like in from the bylaws.
Yep.
Comments to Claudio's suggestion. I'm okay with them.
This is Rob. Just a general observation. One of the things that we've consciously done from a staff perspective, particularly with this work team and given the active discussions on so many issues, is we really have, you know, stepped back and have not actively, you know, wordsmithed or managed any of your efforts. So we're happy to make any contributions that you guys want us to. But we have been, you know, judiciously hands off and are happy to maintain that point of view if that's the wishes. Otherwise, we can, you know, take some editorial license and just clean up headings and otherwise make the document consistent with other work team submissions. It's whatever you guys would like in that respect.
This is Olga. Thank you, Robert. I think it's a very, very good offer. Once we agreed in all this content changes, I think, by the way, Julie has made a great job in making all the changes as we have been going through our work. So, yes, please, if once we agreed in the final text, if you can make it look better and with a style that matches the rest of the... I think I'm okay with that. I don't know about the rest of us, but I think it's a very good suggestion.
I agree, Olga, and I would just suggest that first we do that a red line's created for these changes we made today, so it makes it real easy for people that aren't on the call to be aware of exactly what we decided on the call today and make sure they're okay with that. Once we get that buy-in, then I think just a clean-up red line done by staff would be excellent.
Olga, it's Michael. I second what Chuck's saying.
Fantastic. Okay, I totally agree. So let's do this. Let's do our new version of the document, and then let you guys make it look more beautiful. And always thanks for all your effort. And Julie has been great to the group, and she has done a great job in putting all this together. Okay, are we okay with Claudia's suggestion?
Yes.
Hearing none, I take the silence as a yes. Claudio, Victoria has been asking in the list some information she needed from you to make a minority report. Did you get the chance to see that?
I did, and I have not actually had a chance to respond to her, so I guess I could respond to her off list if she's waiting for that.
Yeah, because I think that if we have this version that I think that we all agree and with the changes that will be reflected in a new version that maybe Julie will send in a few days, then we could be okay with it, and we should add minority reports, if any. And she has been asking for that information. So if you would be so kind to send her the info, or if you don't have it, just tell her in the list that you cannot provide. Thank you so much. Any other additions that this document could have? Any other minority reports or comments that we may want to include? Great. So let's do the following. Rob, please, could you tell Julie to prepare a new version and send it to the list? How long could it take us to revise this last version? Say that Julie can send it on Monday or Tuesday. 1 week more? 5 days? Could we, if we have the new version by Monday or Tuesday, could we review it for the next Friday and say that we are okay with it?
Yeah, we're talking about very little to review. So
yeah, very little, but I want to be sure that we all agree with them.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, you're right. I think if we get it Monday or Tuesday, there shouldn't be any problem in doing it next week.
Great. And I will send a reminder to the list that if someone has a minority report, maybe we can give them until Friday to send it. So if, Claudia, you could be so kind to maybe in 1 or 2 days send Victoria the information that she's requesting, and so she can send her minority review by next Friday or during the other week.
Sure.
Okay, I think we're done with task one, unless someone has any comment. Great. Thank you very much for all the effort put in this document.
And Olga, since I have a conflicting meeting, I'm going to drop off while you work on task two, if that's okay.
Thank you for joining, Chuck. And I think we are done with task two. Task one, thank you for all your help with this document. And thank you for all of you who contributed to it. I think it is a very interesting document. And hopefully we will submit it soon to the OSC. So feel free to drop off if you have some other meetings, and regards to our friends there in Russia, and hope you have a good meeting there.
Thank you. We did. So.
By the way, they announced at first the first Cyrillic IDN today.
The first which one?
It's IDN in Cyrillic language.
Oh yes, the RF. Yeah, now, that was the main celebration in the RIGF. So we spent a lot of time celebrating that. They actually did it two nights ago. So yeah, that was very good. Okay, have a good rest of the meeting, guys. Talk to you next week.
Thanks,
Chuck. Have a good flight. Okay, let's start with task two. Debbie has sent a very, very good document. Some of us has made some comments. Debbie, is it okay if I give the floor to you and you share with us what comments you could share with us, what's the document about, which are the parts and the comments that you have received, and which are the next steps that you could see as for us working in the near future?
Sure, Olga. This is Debbie. I had a really good conversation with Julie, who was really trying to help me wrap my hands around how to move forward and just the background behind Task 2 and who the intended audience of this document would be, because that's what I was wrestling with after our call last week. We had a lot of good discussion with Scott, and I tried to take a lot of the comments that Michael had suggested and that others on the call had suggested over the past couple of weeks to try to start moving the process forward and putting it in a format that seemed to coincide with the format for Task 1. So what I attempted to do with this document was to at least start putting some meat into the document without, understanding, of course, there's going to be tons of editing. What Julie was really helpful for me was understanding that the audience, I think, for this document, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, is really it's advice for constituencies and groups within the GNSO related to outreach, not just a big global strategy for ICANN, but more directed recommendations for constituencies related to how constituencies can become more broader, more diverse, and expand within themselves, and then also consider ways in which constituencies and other stakeholder groups and groups within ICANN can also do broader outreach for either consideration of bringing new members to the ICANN community or to consider the expansion of new groups or constituencies with GNSO. And so, unfortunately, I had that conversation with Julie after I created this document, but that's okay. And so the caveat being, when I was sitting and creating this document, what I was trying to do was to figure out how could we pull together all the different stakeholders in ICANN that are talking about global outreach, and how will we communicate that to the ICANN community via recommendations. And so that was the backdrop on how I created this document. Now understanding more, obviously a lot of the ideas that I had, like creating some committee that would kind of pull together all these people and provide recommendations and provide updates, seems not appropriate at this point. But I just wanted to give everybody that backdrop on, why I created the document the way it was. It was my understanding that we were creating recommendations for the entire ICANN community, and I was trying to figure out, well, how do you do that? And how do you make sure that, you create a strategy, you create a program for outreach, and then how do you make sure that that program first is being effective, and how do you provide ongoing feedback or the ICANN community, ongoing feedback about the effectiveness of that program and the strategy. And so that was what was inside Debbie's brain when she was creating this document. And so what I would really love is to hear comments from those of you who are on the phone about what do you think our next step should be. I mean, I think it's time for us to start talking about details, and that's kind of where I am. I think the one thing I did just want to mention is, unfortunately, I have to jump off the call at 9:45 because I have to walk across over to the White House, a building over by the White House, and it's going to take me about 15 minutes to do that for a 10 o'clock meeting, but I can stay on the call for the next 15 minutes, definitely.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and don't worry. It's okay if you want to leave a little bit early. I think we have a lot of good material to start working with. Any comments to what Debbie has said? I have a comment. This is Olga. I think it's a very good document. I think that we, as next steps, I would suggest to go maybe step by step in the document. Once we, some of us have made comments. I encourage the rest of us to make comments as well. My understanding of our task is that we have to develop a global outreach program to broaden participation in constituencies and stakeholder groups. But at the same time, it should be a part of the global strategy of ICANN to do more outreach. Mm-hmm. And I think it was very interesting, the conversation we had in the last call, because there are some things that are being done, but having more wider participation in constituencies and stakeholder groups in the GNSO will also help the global outreach strategy that ICANN may have as a smaller part of the whole universe of ICANN stakeholders. I see a maybe, and this is my personal impression, it's not that I'm not, just my personal impression is that GNSO is still very much developed countries oriented. It's few participation from developing world. And I think that GNSO could be also more diverse in respect of the countries where the people is participating from, and also about regions. And I think some of the constituencies are very, very low represented in some parts of the world. And I'm talking about Latin America. There are very, very few, for example, registrars. Very few people know about the roles of registries and registrars. Very few people know that there are constituencies that if you are not a registrar or a registry or an ISP, you can also participate in the GNSO, building policy for GTLDs. And this is really not known. I know about this because I have been studying for my PhD, the structure of ICANN for many years, but I'm a rare person. I'm not the general rule in Latin America. So I think that's it may happen also in Africa and in Asia. So I think there is an opportunity of working with outreach from the GNSO, but aligned with a general strategy in the whole ICANN. That's my impression. So we have a nice work to do to produce a document that we can help in doing that.
And that, thank you, Olga. This is Debbie again. That's part of why in that background section, when I was trying to wrap my hands around, you know, what are these different potential groups or entities within ICANN or stakeholders within ICANN that are talking about this? I know the Public Participation Committee is talking about this. I know that there's the new Vice President of Communications, and I don't know what others are involved in outreach strategy. And one of the things that I wanted to suggest to the group is maybe as we continue to develop what we think our recommendations are, that perhaps either next week or the following week that we start to ask some of these others to come in and just say, hey, this is what we're doing, just to make sure that either we are at least aware of their outreach plans or goals. And to whatever extent that they inform what we're doing here, I think that might be helpful. So, for example, I would especially like to talk to someone from the Public Participation Committee, and that could be a smaller group of us. It could just be me. I mean, I don't care, but I just thought it would be really interesting and important to talk to somebody from that board committee. And I also think it might be really helpful for a bigger group to speak with Ms. Barbara Clay, since her, you know, in her role, even though she's new, it might be nice for her to hear that, you know, what some of the things are that we're thinking about and doing. But I don't know what others on the call think about that.
Comments, Debbie, suggestions?
Olga, this is Rob. I'd like to be in the queue, but I'd reserve my comments till after members of the work team spoke.
I also want to comment, but I don't want to be the only one speaking. So if someone else wants to talk. Okay, I'll talk. Debbie, I think it's a very good suggestion. I would suggest you to propose. I would be happy to join you in contacting any of the people that you want to contact about this. So maybe you could propose to whom we should contact, and perhaps if we want to join you in this effort, maybe any of us can, so you don't have to do that alone if you're busy, and some other can jump in the case that you're not available. So I would suggest, Rafik, you want to comment?
I was trying to comment since a while, but you know what happened.
Oh, I didn't give you the time. That's usually my style. let me finish, and you have the floor. I would suggest that you propose us some strategy for contacting these other parties, and we can join you spontaneously in doing that, and maybe helping you. So that's my comment. Rafik, go ahead.
Thank you, Olga. Just I want to ask Libby about her discussion with Judy. So my understanding that outreach is only for constituency?
Well, remember, when I was creating this document, I was thinking, and I guess this is, again, based on the bigger conversations that we had over the past couple of weeks, that, you know, we were creating a global – this is what my understanding was, and it's probably incorrect, but I was looking at this task as creating a global outreach strategy for ICANN. And then when I started to read more about this particular task and what we – and what it appears that we were tasked to do, it appears that OSC is really asking us to take a look at recommendations for constituency groups, like how do we encourage or what are our recommendations for constituencies in first broadening their membership and making, you know, sure that they're global and that they are very representative, but also providing recommendations for constituency groups to reach outside of just expanding their own constituencies to encourage members to either join ICANN and affiliate with ICANN or to create new constituencies. And so that's really not what I thought it was, which was a big global plan for, you know, how do we communicate? What are our general, you know, strategies for ICANN, capital ICANN? It's more directed to constituencies and recommendations for constituencies and how they expand their membership base.
Sorry, Debbie, but just because you were talking about constituency, and what about the stakeholder? I think stakeholder groups, especially now we have four stakeholder groups, so we just focus in constituency outreach, and also for me. Because I am from developing country, I am really more keen to work to outreach in developing country. I don't know what kind of recommendation that you have from staff, but for me, it's really important to outreach more developing country and also to do that within stakeholder groups. So that's my understanding.
Yeah, I'm sorry, and my language is not very precise, but I think at the top of the document I have constituency and stakeholder group operating work team, and that I think I mentioned in here too, in the third paragraph, that I borrowed that same language that we have from the task one that we're talking about groups and that we're talking about stakeholder groups. But I will definitely be more precise moving forward, Rafik, and make sure that when I say stakeholder groups and constituencies instead of just constituencies. But the distinction that I was trying to make so that everybody's clear is that it's really giving recommendations from what I understand, and maybe I'm not reading the task right, but I'm just trying to wrap my hand around what our remit is, that it's providing recommendations to stakeholder groups and constituencies about broadening their base and encouraging the creation of new stakeholder groups / constituencies, and that we're also encouraging stakeholder groups and constituencies to broaden their base. And that is not our job to provide or maybe it's something we can consider, as Olga suggested, a more broad global outreach strategy. And then to your second point about developing countries, certainly I've got that, I think, throughout the document that I started to work on, that absolutely the focus needs to be on developing countries. And I, what I said was in some of this that, and I'm trying to locate the section where I specifically speak about where that outreach needs to go, but I think I've mentioned non-English speakers and those from developing countries in section 2.1, which is actually borrowed language from the report as well as what I understand the task to be.
I heard that you said no English speaking, but you know that there are many countries with English speaking, but there are also developing countries like in Caribbean, etc. So maybe it's just we have two problems, developing country, but also that to outreach English speaking countries. So it's they are not exclusive, but can include it sometimes, but it's two targets.
So right. So if you look at the top of page 3 of my document, I have particularly non-English speakers and those from developing countries and regions. If you, what I really encourage you to do, Rafiq, is if you could propose some language, that would be great. Again, you know, this is my first crack at this document and trying to, you know, create recommendations. And really what I would love is for you to get in and dive into this document and give me some specific language, you know, some suggestions. Yes. I think that would be fabulous.
Thank you, Deepi, but I think that I made comments to the document, so I'm not sure they, if they were already included in that document. That's why, but I can make a specific language if it's more helpful.
Sure. So what I did with this document, so that everybody's clear, this document is actually a cleaned up version of the previous document. So I've incorporated your comments into this document. What I'm asking everybody to consider are details, more details. If you provided comments, that's great, but what I think would really be helpful is more details. And so where your comments were, and I apologize if they have fallen off this document, but what I tried to do was to take the comments that I've received from both Chuck, Olga, and from you and incorporated them into this new version so that it looks more less like a bullet list. You know, my working document was kind of like a bullet list of random thoughts and tried to create concepts out of them. But I think what we need at this point, and I defer to those of you who are a little bit more experienced at this craft and this process than me, I think what we really need at this point are some suggested language, some suggested strategy points rather than just broad concepts. So for example, if, you know, to your point, Rafiq, it would be great to have some language surrounding, you know, there are countries that are English speaking that are developing and they should not be ignored, and how do we identify those countries? How do we reach out to them? What are some methods that we can use to reach out to them? How do we identify, you know, the users in those areas? I think that's the kind of detail, perhaps, at this point that we need. I'm sorry, Olga.
No, sorry. I thought that you were done. I interrupted you. Sorry.
That's okay.
Just wanted to let Robert, he was on the queue, to let Robert speak.
Thanks. And I know, Debbie, you're going to have to take off, so you may want to listen to the recording. No, I'm joking. I think you're right. I think you're right in terms of the approach. At least with this work team, your focus is, and the expectation is, on the GNSO and on the organizations and structures that exist within the GNSO. But I think an important aspect of that is, and you're going about it correctly, how does this strategy that you're helping to develop, how are these tools going to mesh with the broader ICANN strategy? Remember, the vision for the GNSO Council going forward is to be the strategic manager and to dovetail what's going on in the GNSO with broader ICANN strategic expectations, goals, and objectives. So I think it's that real focus on the details about, you know, what you think needs to be happening in the GNSO and then how that combines and relates to the overall organizational efforts. And whether that's leveraging resources or content or other work products, I think that's part of what Scott was touching base with last week. You know, the communications department within ICANN is developing tools that maybe this group can then suggest how they are used or how they're expanded or how additional ones are identified and prepared. What I was thinking about in terms of an overall approach, and this is really just building off the fact that Chuck just left and he was just in Russia at the IGF there, and Olga, you just returned from Geneva. What can this work team do about changing the culture or the attitude within the GNSO, maybe even the expectations of counselors, members of different groups, that when you guys are at these meetings, you know, are there specific message points or handouts or other things that you can bring to these meetings that just contribute to promoting ICANN or the GNSO or some of the policy development work that we're working on? You know, and are there message points that can be included? It's just part of the regular approach that you guys take to making presentations or otherwise participating in international events. Because, you know, you guys are the true leverage points, I think, in all of this in terms of actually doing the outreach, being the best people to explain why somebody in, you know, Nairobi or why somebody in Bogota should be participating. Why they should join ICANN. You guys are going to be the best salespeople or ambassadors for doing that. We as staff can help you with the materials, with the resources, but you're ultimately going to be the best salespeople for this. And so as you develop your work on task two here, I think it's really identifying some of the key questions. Who's doing the outreach? Who are you reaching out to? You know, it's great to say we need to reach out to developing countries or non-native English speakers, but then what are the specific, you know, tactics or strategies that you can recommend to different constituencies, stakeholder groups, interest groups, if I can use that term as well, Rafiq, that really helps them do a lot of the outreach? And so those are just some general thoughts that I thought would be useful in terms of what you guys are thinking about as you develop this document.
Thanks, Rob. And part of what I tried to do was try to organize the document into those types of categories. So, for example, Section 2.1.1 is identifying potential members and target populations. How do we specifically do that? Rather than saying it's important for us to reach these populations, what specific recommendations can we provide around that topic? Are there financial resources that we want to recommend? Are there marketing and other resources and implementation, tools that we want to recommend? And I've highlighted that in 2.1.2. I mean, I tried to set it up that way. I think what I'm needing is some ideas from the group about how we get those details.
Debbie, hello, Michael speaking.
Can I get in queue?
Sure, Tony. Debbie, you have to leave now?
Yeah, I need to dash, but I'll listen to the MP3.
Okay.
Next week I will be actually at an airport, like right around 9 o'clock, but I will definitely try to call in and join the call.
Oh, maybe I was thinking about maybe we can skip next Friday and work in the document in the list.
Okay.
Because if you're busy and you're leading this effort, and maybe we can find some more information and keep working on the list and maybe meet the other Friday.
And then I think what I'll strive to do, team, is on the 28th, try to see if I can get at least maybe another participant, maybe from the, you know, somebody from communications to at least join maybe part of the call. If we think that's helpful. And I'll send an email, Olga, as you recommended, to both someone from communications and perhaps to the board's public participation committee to see if they think it would be helpful to chat with us.
And I'll be happy to help you in that.
Yes.
Sure. Debbie, just on the way out, it's Michael speaking. I have a ton of ideas I think I can help flesh out the document with, so I'll work over the next week or two and start helping with that.
Michael, thank you so much. And if anybody wants to talk offline or on the list, please, I welcome it all. And thanks for your patience with me as I'm trying to learn all this.
That's okay. Thanks. You have been doing great.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, you
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Great. Thank you, Michael, if you can contribute. I think that we may think about working a little bit more in the list and in the document, in a draft document, helping Debbie putting more information in more details as she requested in the document. And perhaps we can skip next Friday and meet in the other Friday, having a more concise document with more information. Tony, you wanted to talk, right?
Yeah, first of all, I wanted to apologize for being so late, but I'm really running around a lot, and I'm leaving for the LACNIC meeting next week in the Caribbean. So it would be good for me if we do not have a meeting next week. And secondly, I just heard the last the words that Debbie was saying when I signed on, and I will also take the commitment to contribute to this document, since I think I have done quite a bit of outreach in the last, since ICANN was created, actually. And so perhaps we can help with that, too.
Thank you, Tony. Any other comments? Okay. Rafik?
Yes, just maybe. I'm not sure if the DB document is in the wiki or not, so because I think it's more easy for me to check from the document than to check from Word.
I think that Julie will upload it if she hasn't done that yet. So maybe we have to wait 2 or 3 days, and she will surely, maybe Monday, Tuesday, she will update it into the wiki so we can review it from there. I'm not sure if the wiki is the best way to add comments.
It's more for checking there when I need, because sometimes we have many version of the document in the Word, and I am using Japanese Word, so it's sometimes it's making big mess. So
wow.
And maybe another point. So when we are expecting to finish this document? So I think that is the last document that we have in our work team.
Thank you, Rafik. I have not. I should have done, but I didn't provide Philip Shepard with a date yet, because I would like to give him a date that we can supply the document on time. Me and Debbie have been exchanging ideas, and I think that it could be good to have a document by 1st of July. I don't know if the group thinks it's a very short time. I really don't know, because we are still starting to develop the document. Although I think that there is a good spirit of cooperation, and we all want to add our experience and to do a collaborative work. So I don't foresee a lot of discussions. I see a work that we can all do together to finalize a very good and complete document. So that's my expectation, but we have to move forward and see how it evolves. The idea of submitting task one is by 1st of July or before. I think that we may do that 1 week before, if we are okay, during this week. And this document could be finished or sent to the OSC by 1st of July, but I cannot tell yet.
Olga?
Yes. Tony?
Yeah, just to refresh me, when will the do we have to finish our work completely and move on?
Well, we are a little behind our schedule. We should have done that before, but it's okay. We have already talked to Philip Shepard, and they will wait for us. And the last time we have is for the documents to be already done and approved is by the meeting in December in Colombia.
Oh, so, that gives us quite a bit of time, yeah. We have some time to really work there.
We have some time, but we took so long to do task one. Maybe we can improve timing with task two, but that's just an idea. Although we work for having a quality document, and we use the time that we need. I will check with Philip about dates, and I will come back to you and give you the time frame for this.
Well, when you say December, by December it will have to have been sent up and approved by the OSC. Is that correct? So basically, in December, it will be up for the board to make to approve or something.
Rob, am I okay with this date, or I'm saying things that are wrong?
No, I think you recall things correctly, Olga. When the GNSO Council extended the charters of the steering committees and work teams, I believe the target was Cartagena and completing everything by the next annual general meeting. My recollection is that Philip, as the OSC chair, was much more aggressive in his recommendations and was trying to accomplish as much as possible by Brussels. With you guys finishing task one, I think you'll have met the spirit of that effort.
As far as steering the groups go, I don't know if we'll make that from the commercial, the CSG, because we are just beginning really to get our teeth into our own charter.
Well,
I don't think we'll have it finished by Brussels, quite honestly.
Well, and that's a different matter, Tony. You know, Philip's goals, and I think the goals of the council, were really focused on the work team efforts. I don't know if you're referring to more the charter efforts of the constituencies and the stakeholder groups. Obviously, those are, you know, are different targets, and we've talked separately in different groups about extending the reconfirmation date of Brussels to Cartagena. Otherwise, the stakeholder group charter documents aren't due until Cartagena anyway.
Okay, fine. So we're all on the same page then, basically.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert, for the clarification. Anyway, once we submit subtask one, I will talk to Philip and see which is our deadline for task two. Just for reference, in the list, Victoria and SS have just sent the minority report. Maybe Claudia, you could check them if they refer to the missing information that she was requesting, and maybe you don't have to send her anything, or maybe you can check with her if she needs more information. It's a quite long document. I've just opened it. It is about 7 pages, if I'm not mistaken. No, that's Debbie's document. Sorry. So try to look at it and see if it's a 16 pages document for
the
minority report.
Olga, it's a major minority report then.
Not minority, majority.
A major minority
document.
Report.
I'm just
okay.
Opening
I'm looking
it.
Forward. I'm looking forward to reading it. Yes.
And also, Claudia, just check if you still need to send her some information, or if this is the minority report that she was referring to when asking for more details.
Okay. Sure.
Any other comments? So the idea is to skip next Friday and work in the list about task two documents. We should have a new version of task one. Now we have the minority report from Victoria. It should be included in it. She's requesting some links from Julie, and Julie said that that's okay, that she will provide. So we should have a complete document for revision, and it could be good if we all commit to, once we have it, maybe Monday or Tuesday, to revise it by Friday, and if we can confirm on the list that we are okay with it, I can submit it to Philip.
Sounds good.
Does it sound reasonable?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Great. Any other comments?
No.
Okay, people, thank you very much for joining. Have a nice weekend, and we will meet again on the phone in 2 weeks, and let's keep exchanging ideas for task two in the list. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.